Yeah. Okay, 3, 2, 1, and welcome, guys, to this special episode of the Primary Languages Network podcast. It's a big moment for us, really. We've been working on something that we've been keeping secret up until this point, and now we're happy enough to say that we have stuff to show, and Emily is here today.
Hello.
And she's going to help with me. We're going to talk through exactly what this ever so special announcement is. Correct.
Finally.
So, Emily, the floor is yours. What are we announcing today?
Okay, we're announcing. Okay, so we've been working on this since, I think, January, so quite some times. But we are announcing that we are releasing Video to Teach. We've called it that, Video to Teach 2.0. So the newest version of our best product, the Video to Teach Scheme of Work, the Scheme of Work where you get a video lesson recorded by the native speaker, myself for French, Irene for Spanish. We're so excited. We are recording brand new videos, aren't we?
Yeah.
We're looking at the scheme with fresh eyes. But I'd like to reassure everyone straight away that I think I would say probably 95% of the content and the ideas, the vocabulary will stay the same. Okay, we're just adding a little touch to make it that extra special. We've learned so much from doing lots of other projects since the first Video to Teach.
Definitely, that
we're looking at it with different eyes, aren't we, nowadays?
Yeah, the way I describe it is we have Video to Teach 2.0 is a better version of the concept. We realised what worked with Video to Teach. We realised, after speaking to our members, that we wanted to double down on what we did well. And Video to Teach has been our best answer to support the non-specialists inside your school to boost their confidence. And so in January this year, we decided to double down, and we have improved every part of the process.
Yeah.
The lesson pages are super clean and simple, color-coded as well. The videos are now with green screen technology and animations on the screen, etc. You now don't just get the face of Emily and Irene, you actually get individuals. It's much more animated and engaging and exciting. The videos are more concise, shorter,
and
a bit more focused.
And
all around, and the sound quality as well is, I'd say, another level. So, and all of these combined has made this really a super product, really.
It is, we're really leaning into the team teaching in this version of the...
After listening to schools.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like you said, the lessons are shorter in the sense that the video is shorter, but the actual finished lesson stays the same, 30 to 45 minutes lesson. It's just we hand it over much more to you, but in a really supportive way. And yes, there's lots, even more opportunities, and we know teachers enjoy those team teaching opportunities when we ask you to press pause and do an activity off screen. It's really important as well. We don't want to be having the children staring at the screen for 20 minutes. We're really, really sort of, we've always said this is a team teaching tool. And even more so, I think, in this version of the scheme of work.
Yeah, and it's been the Video to Teach 1.0 has been live for 3 years now, full years.
Yeah.
And it's grown immensely in terms of its usage. We have 10,000 classroom lessons taught per month, lots and lots of hours as well of teaching on there. So we know the concept works. That was a new concept then. We've decided now to double down on making it better. So the concept works, but now this new update is about making it better. We want to make sure that you as members see that we are constantly evolving as a company and moving it forwards as we see best fits.
Yeah. I think when we finished recording the first time, I was a little bit sad that it was finished and recorded and that's it, it exists. But now we're looking at it again and we think that's really, really good, actually, what we've created. But we're also thinking, how can I do this slightly better? Or I've heard this brilliant activity, and how can I incorporate more of this? And let's do more of that. So it's just, like we said, the concept was great, and we have been sort of, because we've been evolving and learning new things ourselves, you know, using green screens and all that kind of things. Yeah, that's how we're bringing it, a new version, a more sort of dynamic version of the product, I think.
I'd say it's a more professional version in more regards. We've considered every aspect of the recording so that it produces the highest quality of visual and audio experience for the class. And then with you and Irene have dived deep into making sure the resources have been all the, even though the resources did look and had been upbranded in the first version, we've done it again. We've taken it to the next level again. And the concepts and the way you teach certain aspects have changed and improved.
Yeah.
You're gamifying a lot more.
Yeah, there's a few more songs. There's a rap.
Yeah. There's a clear divide between stage four are taught and stage one are taught. Yeah. Stage one is, I'd call it, and this is not a slight, it's more spoon feeding. It's here are the answers, here are the questions.
Yeah. Mm.
Where stage four is very much, here's a bunch of French words. What do you think they mean before I tell you?
Yeah.
So we do try and incorporate that in. Hey, have you added anything new in, do you think? Is there anything new into the scheme that people want to watch out for?
Well, like I said, in stage four, in autumn one, we've got a rap. We used to have a poem all about myself, you know, what are you like? And we children were, you know, using adjectives and said, you know, I'm strong and I'm also shy. So instead of having a poem, we thought about the year six child who might want to do something a little bit more dynamic, a bit more fun. So we now have a rap. I've recorded the rap myself.
Yeah,
it was quite interesting. Irene as well. What else have we got? We've got some new activities. So last time we introduced rainbow writing, we now have rainbow listening.
Yeah,
and it makes so much sense. And so it's the sort of similar ideas of the building blocks, the support to get to the answer.
To understand, to teach kids how to listen in a new language, which we know, after solving the, because Video to Teach 1.0 solved the problem of getting non-specialist teaching. That was our biggest problem. And then actually a problem that then appeared after that was, how can we strengthen listening? So we incorporated into Video to Teach 1.0 a few listening exercises, but we've taken the listening exercises to the next level.
We have.
With the rainbow listening.
Yeah. Rainbow listening. I'm trying to think what else is new. We've kept the same themes because we know they work.
I personally really enjoy the grammatical insights that pop up and the way it's demonstrated on the screen. For example, if you were to look in autumn one, stage one, lesson three, Irene in Spanish, Irene talks quite nicely about the introduction of the double L sound, and it's shown on the screen in very simple terms, not lamo, it's llamo.
Yeah.
And we then practice that. And I think you add the grammatical, because the videos are shorter and more concise, those grammatical moments don't get missed.
They
really are an important part of the video.
And we're able to use the technology to, you know, when I say something, like you said, pops up on the screen and there's a little bit of reinforcement, visual, you know, and auditory and all of that.
Definitely.
Yeah, the videos, you're going to notice a huge difference with
Massive difference.
Video.
Straight away, really.
Yeah.
Straight away, you'll see. And we've built it with you guys in mind, the members and the people that use it. We just wanted to make it 10 times better.
Yeah.
And I think we've achieved that. I really think we've achieved that.
Yeah. And actually, you know, earlier in the year, I was using Video to Teach myself. I did some cover for some of our teachers. And I went into schools and I was asked to do Spanish, which I can do a little bit, but I wasn't, you know, as confident as I am when I'm teaching French. So I use Video to Teach myself in schools. And I saw how it worked, and it was brilliant. It really supported me. And I saw the children really joining. So I could see how it worked. And then by doing this, the newer version now, after using it myself, I can see how we've made it better, like the shorter, and also handing it over to you much quicker and all of that stuff. So overall, I think it's going to be a huge improvement. I'm 100% sure you're going to enjoy using the new video lessons. You're going to feel even more supported. I think it's, I can't wait for you to start using it. It's going to be amazing.
Same here. We've all been very excited at the company, really. In a way, it's been the product in our head that has been there all the time. And another update as well is Planet Languages is back up and live now. It's moved over to its new host. It's been a bit of a toothache.
Finally.
Yeah, it's been a bit of a toothache with the switch. It's taken a little longer than we wanted. But, you know, for the first time in a month or so, I've managed to play a game, and obviously it's working perfectly fine now. And it's great. And I've not played it for a month, I've forgotten how fun it is. And I've been practicing my stage three French sentences, a bit of adjectival agreement in there, of eye colour, etc. So it's fantastic. And you couple that in with the video to teach, and then you have a really powerful tool that isn't going to take much in terms of training your teachers. Mm. It's not going to add much stress to their lives. It's going to boost their confidence out of the classroom. It's going to accelerate your students' language learning with that program. So it's really all there for you, and we can help you set. We can help set you up on both of them. I'm obviously still offering the whole school CPD. So if you want me to do a refresher, maybe with your schools, if you've been using video to teach and you want me to show the new video to teach to everybody, just book that in on the staff CPD journey. You can book actually now a live lesson with Emily Rainey, is that right?
Yeah, that's where we started doing that, more like as a response, you know, to some members coming, approaching us, etc. But it's been brilliant. So a couple of weeks ago, I was doing a live lesson with four different year three classes. It was amazing. They all joined in individually in their own classes. The class teacher asked me to, it was the beginning of the half term, so to introduce the new topics. And it was really, really lovely. We did a little bit of a recap and revisiting at the beginning. We sang the greeting song together. They worked with whiteboards. It was really amazing. And I think they really appreciated sort of meeting me after watching all my videos. So definitely, if you're interested in booking that for your school, it can be arranged and it can be bespoke, you know, tailored to whatever you are in the scheme or whichever group you're teaching, big, small. We love doing that kind of stuff. So yeah, get in touch.
No, I completely agree. And it all encapsulates who we are as a service provider. You know, we aren't a scheme of work. We're there to help support your non-specialists. We're there to help empower you as subject leads. And we're also there to save your time, money and stress. That's our aims. Mm-hmm. And these things that we're doing now, the video to teach, the Planet Languages web app, the live lessons, the consultations, the training, that is what we are as a service provider. And if you are a member of our network and you're not using these elements, get in touch with us. This is what we want to do. We want to help you out.
Absolutely.
And we know that schools that do these steps make a huge transformation very quickly.
Yeah.
You know, just last week we had a great testimonial come in from Tracy, who's within a week they tested out loads of different products. Mm. Within a week, they decided that we were the one they wanted the video to teach scheme. And this is the old video to teach scheme. It's not even the new one. And they were off and running straight from the off. And then within 7 days, every teacher relaxed on it and really enjoyed it. And then within 30 days, it was flying. Mm. And that can happen to you if you just follow these simple steps.
Yeah, we're confident, aren't we? Oh, yeah, confident that definitely. People can achieve that really, really easily for themselves.
Brilliant. Okay, guys, so you can book the live lesson on the video to teach scheme of work. Scroll to the bottom, there's a footer. You'll see live lesson with Irene and Emily.
Yeah, or just send us an email.
And let us know what you think about the new video to teach scheme. We're very excited about it.
Yeah.
And we know it's going to make a big difference. And Emily's forgotten to silence her phone, so there we go. That's 50 quid, fine. No, I'm joking. Right. Right, guys, have a great rest of the week. We'll be in touch soon, and we hope to see you at the conference.
Yeah, conference, yeah. Bye, guys.
All right, see you later.